Welcome back, Kamel. I'm calm, professional female, and today we're exploring the essential books of Dale Carnegie, works that helped shape modern thinking about communication, confidence, leadership, and everyday peace of mind. Carnegie's advice can sound deceptively simple. Show genuine interest in others, avoid needless criticism, listen well, and deal with today's problems before borrowing trouble from tomorrow. Yet the lasting appeal of his books lies in turning those familiar ideas into practical habits. They ask us not merely to understand better behavior, but to practice it in conversations, disagreements, workplaces, and private moments of anxiety. How to Win Friends and Influence People is Carnegie's best-known guide to human relationships. Its central concern is not manipulation, despite what the title might suggest to a modern reader. Rather, it emphasizes respect, appreciation, empathy, and the ability to see a situation from another person's point of view. We'll consider how principles such as remembering names, listening attentively, avoiding humiliation, and acknowledging mistakes can make influence more cooperative and humane. How to Stop Worrying and Start Living turns inward. It examines how worry gains power when uncertainty, regret, and imagined disasters dominate our attention. Carnegie offers practical ways to narrow our focus, assess problems more clearly, accept what cannot be changed, and take constructive action where we still have influence. His other major works broaden these themes. Public Speaking and Influencing Men in Business reflects his early focus on confident, persuasive speech. Lincoln the Unknown uses biography to explore perseverance, ambition, disappointment, and character. The Quick and Easy Way to Effective Speaking presents public speaking as a learnable skill grounded in preparation, sincerity, and lived experience. Some examples and language in Carnegie's books reflect the eras in which they were written, so it helps to approach them thoughtfully rather than as unquestionable formulas. Their enduring value comes from a practical challenge: to become more attentive to other people, while also governing our own reactions with greater discipline. As we begin, consider one question. What might change if influence started not with speaking more persuasively, but with understanding more generously?